together.
Not good enough all the way around, right? Just didn't have the urgency, didn't have the compete level that we needed to have. So it's disappointing, especially going into a break where you're going to have tons of time to probably chew on this one. It's not a good feeling, right? So I think just the maturity of our game, right? We just were immature in how we needed to come in here and play and have a statement of like, we're, you know, we're starting to build, and tonight wasn't it. And it's disappointing to a man, everyone.
You feel like you guys hit a wall right now?
That's an excuse, man. Everyone's playing a lot of games. These guys play back to back, so like, let's, you know, we're fighting to be a relevant team, to be in the mix here, and you can't have an effort like that.
Did Wyatt and Colton's injuries kind of add to the maybe taking the air out of
it? It's just the next, you know, it's the way it works. You got injuries in games, and you got to play shorthanded, and I just don't think we played smart enough to handle those, right? And you get injured that early on, we got to help our D out and be a little more assertive as forwards and get pucks in their end and wear them down so our D aren't feeling under pressure, and we just didn't do that enough in the first period. And, you know, it's not fun to lose guys, but we played shorthanded before.
Do you think the freeze is a much-needed step back for the team?
Sorry?
Do you think the Olympic freeze is a much-needed step back for the
team? No, honestly, I'd rather play after that one, to be complete. I guess we were playing tomorrow night. Yeah, I think it's good for everybody. I think it's important if we use it wisely that we'll come back with a ton of energy and, you know, make sure we have a good push here and use the practice time that we have to get better. I mean, that's where we're trying to become a great team in here, and we obviously have some steps we need to take. So it's probably a good reset for everybody right now to get ready, get motivated for this little last little bit of push here.
You guys have 25 games when you get back. Where do you kind of feel like you guys stand, and what needs to be done when you get back?
Oh, we gotta go on a run. Let's be honest, right? Like, we're in it, but we're not. You know, so we gotta make sure we get. On the gas as soon as we can when we come back. So I'm excited about getting back with the group and getting a really good few weeks of practice in and then rolling. And I think we play all our division coming out of the break, right? So a huge opportunity to gain some points and just start building and becoming that team. I'm not saying it's like, you know, to win now. It's just having that mindset. Like, look what these guys have done, right? Over here, how many wins in a row to get themselves back in the picture. So we're going to need to understand that. But it's going to come from our process. And that's where I think we're going to hammer down. I'm sure Blaszczyk will talk about it, just getting back to what makes us good. And maybe that practice time will really help us.
This game is still special for you coming back?
Yeah, it always is. I mean, it's a special place. And it holds a real special place in my heart. It's a place I care about a lot and had a lot of great memories here, good people here, and the city, this fan base. So, you know, nice to come back. Just wish we'd played a little bit better.
Thanks, guys.
Enjoy the break.